You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Wow, what a... Pujolodia put out, so Coop, this young kid, Cooper Knox, his dad, Jason, died in a line of duty in a May 2020 helicopter crash. He was an HPD officer. All these cops from all different lines walked him to school, his first day of school.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah. That is a neat, neat story. Neat story. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
So the Rockets did lose in the playoffs last night. The Astros split a doubleheader. Can I read something that's not, I just accidentally stumbled upon it. I want to see if it's appropriate for 2020. It's from 2012. It's from the Houston Press. And I'm just down a little bit of a rabbit
hole.
Texans
will win the Super Bowl this year?
No, it's not sports related.
Oh, it's not.
Is it okay if I get into it? You know, they're best of edition. We've won awards before.
Yeah, we were the best of, right.
So this is called, okay, earmuffs, this is your warning. It's called the best strip club.
All right.
2020. I just want to read the, because I thought, what's the write-up for this?
I'm sure the best strip club, can I guess, in 2012?
Yeah.
The men's club?
No.
Men's club wasn't there? Treasures?
No. You can only say like four.
Gold Club.
No.
That's the only ones I know.
No, you know this one.
What's it? What is it?
Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
Colorado's been around forever. So.
These hoes ain't loyal.
Perfect. Perfect. And leave it up here. Now, here's what it looks like. Do you like a good Philly cheesesteak or a pollo poblano with your boobs? What we're saying here is that besides the lovely ladies gracing the club's three main stages, there's a beautiful menu. Now, this is the write-up for Best Of in the Houston Press, 2012. And if for some reason you need a break from looking at half-naked, gyrating young females, the Colorado offers billiards, tabletop video games, and golden tea. From its old-school Vegas-style sign to its super-friendly staff, the Colorado has a look and feel quite unlike that of other places where ladies twirl on poles in clear high heels for strangers. Some gentlemen's clubs tend to go overboard on creating an illusion of exclusivity. The Colorado is laid back and lacks pretense. Who knows? You might even become a regular. Now, was that written by the Colorado? Did the Houston Press say, hey, listen, we don't even know what to say. Can you just write? Because that comes off as almost...
It does.
Number one, is that something in 2020 that would be an award? Would Best Strip Club be an award in 2020? Yes or no?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Del, do you think it would?
I mean, not in 2020 because everything's closed.
Well, that's why I just asked you.
Yeah, no.
No.
But in 2021,
no.
It will be.
No. Is that something that would have come out in February of 2020 on the list?
Yeah. Yeah.
Del? You think that would have been an award?
I have my doubts.
I do too.
Really?
Yes.
And the Houston Press? No, the Houston Press will go deep. No. The Houston Press ain't scared of rating strip clubs. That's rating, what they do.
Rating strip clubs?
Yeah, the best strip club.
Where do you think Houston Press does? When's the last time you read Houston Press?
Don't they still have the back
pages? Yeah, that's advertising. You're going to give us money? Here you go.
Right, but
I don't even know if they have that. Guess
what kind of people that attracts to read your paper? The kind that want to know about strip clubs.
Houston Press is a little, they're a little wokey. I don't know that they're going to throw this in here.
I don't know. Houston Press and strip clubs. I would say, yeah.
I'm not sure it gets in on 2020.
Aren't we talking about it?
It's because it's from 2012.
Yeah, but it's still something we're talking about in 2020.
Well, it's because we're us.
Well, do you think this show is indicative of the culture of 2020, John? Would you like?
Yes, this show embodies 2020.
It doesn't embody the
political correctness. Yes, in 2020, yes. Best strip club, Houston Press.
Well,
Let's see what the date is here.
Of Best of Houston 2020 from the Houston Press.
2016.
Best chef.
Let's see.
Best brewery. Best brunch. Best service. Best pizza. Haven't gotten the best. I mean, strip
I'll
club
wait.
Yet.
Maybe you're right. But
best
I'll
music
wait.
Festival. Best ceviche.
Huh.
Best wine bar.
Yeah.
Best live venue.
This is 16?
2020.
Okay.
Best sushi. A lot of food stuff, strip, as you might imagine. Strip. Best record store.
Best New York strip steaks.
Record store. They'll still exist. best delivery service. Mm-hmm. Scrolling. Best taco.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
A lot of
there,
arts and entertainment. Go to arts and entertainment.
Is the men's club mentioned in the best taco?
Not broken down by that. No.
Oh,
see,
no.
Not, you're see, not 2020 safe.
You're not 2020.
Hmm. Best dive bar. Still scrolling for strip club. Can't find it yet.
You're not going to find it.
Yeah.
That's not a thing they do in 2020.
It's costume shop?
They were still doing it in 2016. I saw that.
Well, the line in the sand is 2020.
Best Me Too movement was 16.
Best sports fans.
I think the Me Too movement started in the summer
sorry,
of 16.
But best strip club is in Houston, Texas. In Houston, Texas, we still need to know where the best strip club is. We're still
do you
the
know
capital.
Seriously. Do you know no, people
we
who are, still...
We're enthusiasts. Here.
We're not like it used to be, I don't think. It used to be known for it. Do you know people who go on
you
a regular basis?
See all
basis?
These strip clubs that are still open?
Well, yeah, they're trying to make money. I drive by one every day. Yeah. Every morning at 6 in the morning, people are leaving.
Yeah. Guess what? We're still enthusiastic about them.
We?
Not me, but people here. Yes, Houstonians are still very enthusiastic.
Strip clubs used to be like a hot thing in the 90s and in early 2000s. I think it's been... It's not what Houston's known for anymore.
Oh, yes, it is?
No, I don't think
this
so.
This is a destination
Who
for...
Who says that?
For strip club
Who
enthusiasts.
Who says that?
Yes, it's...
Who says that anymore?
It should be... Well, they don't, but the Chamber of Commerce should use it.
But who says that anymore? I don't think it is. I don't think Houston's really talked about like that
Well, we're,
anymore.
Okay, if you want... Yes, Atlanta, Houston... Tampa, I guess.
Tampa with Mons Venus.
Mons Venus, that's
it. It's known as Vegas as the strip club capital.
Yeah.
Vegas is the capital.
I haven't.
No, Houston is still considered a great strip club city.
Who do you hear talk about it? I never hear anybody talk about it. Not in culture.
Well, we're not in that.
Not in pop culture.
We're not in that.
But I'm talking about not in pop culture, not in anything. Like, you may have scores or you may have, you know. But I think in general, if you say general in a city, I don't think so. I never
we
hear talk.
We still have Lance. We are still
just
thriving, a strip club thriving society.
I don't think
You're
so.
You're underestimating our
I
abilities.
Don't think so.
And as far as this.
Why do you hate Houston so much?
Discussion, I haven't seen anything more recent than 2017 as far as Houston Press and strip clubs are concerned, as far as ranking them. 2017.
2017 is the last one?
That's the last one I've seen as far as looking. Houston Press, best strip club. The rankings feel like 2017 is the last time they did it, from what I can tell.
Okay, if anybody's over the Houston Press, can we get a strip club rating, please, in 2021? Please? I mean, we gotta...
Why do you care? You ain't going?
No, I don't go, but here's the deal is...
He's doing a service for the people.
Oh, what?
Don't worry.
Ho's gotta eat too.
Their economy's fine. They have been flying in the face of that for...
Yeah.
And they've just been allowed to.
Why
like,
are you pocket watching on hoes?
I call them late. I call them dental hygienists.
I call them entertainers.
Why you? Yeah, entertainers. Why you call
them
hoes?
Hoes.
Hmm?
Damn.
Hoes got to eat too.
Well, I don't know. I call them entertainers because that's what they do. They entertain.
They do entertain. Thank you.
Look at this. And now Atlanta. Okay. Magic City. Houston is not in the conversation like it was. John, you're just so wrong. Nick Love is showing. So. This guy, he added both of us hard once out of that bubble now, and it shows strippers in Atlanta ziplining into the strip club. I'm like, do the strippers in your city zipline to the club? Atlanta is unstoppable, is what it says.
No, Atlanta is well known for their proclivity for strip clubs. We have got to see, it's this kind of talk that's ruining our city. That's putting us behind.
This kind of talk.
Yeah, this kind of talk.
Well, as far as your Houston Press argument with Lance, it looks like Lance is right. I went on the website 2017, last time they talked about best strip club.
We ain't doing that anymore.
Best cities for strip clubbing, 2018. Let's see. Best cities for strip clubbing.
I'll look at that on your computers. I ain't looking on the NFL computer.
I'll try a little bit. Tijuana 1, Houston 2.
What's that from?
Miami and then Vegas.
What's that from? Oh, that list is immediately gone. Spearmint Rhino. Your list is immediately trash. If you've got
Atlanta, only number five in strip clubs.
Tijuana is one? What kind of trash-ass list is that?
To a clearly biased report, Atlanta has slid down the pole to fifth. Number one, Portland, Oregon.
What?
Okay.
Stop. Stop that terrible list.
All right.
Number one, Portland, Oregon.
Number one.
No. Yeah. Stop this list. Stop your list. Tell me the I demand to know this list. Who wrote this list? That has Tijuana.
No, this is a different one. There are so many strip clubs in Atlanta. The talent pool is getting pretty fat. And that's not a good thing. That's with an F, not a PH.
Ooh.
914 ESPN 97.5. Not with a PH, with an F. Oh. And that's not a good way. Not for strip club. Well, I don't know.
Depends.
Right?
Not me.
THICC. That's a good thing. Right? But not fat with an F. That's not the best way.
Words and letters matter, yes.
They do matter. Words matter right now. All right, 713-780-3776 here on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. I want to talk about our peeps over Boomer Naturals. I recommend their mask. It's a three-layer, comfortable, highly breathable mask. Not all masks are made equally. They come in sizes for adults, teens, and children. Speaking of kids, if yours are headed back to school, why wouldn't you want them to have the best protection possible? Their nano silver technology is second to none. Block those tiny drops and particles from getting to the nose and mouth. That gives you added protection. You don't want the kids coming back, okay, to you with COVID-19. Another great thing, Boomer donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities. Big news now, Boomer Natural masks are available in CVS stores. But if you want to go online, BoomerNaturals.com, use promo code Granado, save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com, promo code Granado. Get free shipping and handling when you spend at least $50 online at BoomerNaturals.com.
This is me opening my Boomer. ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
If the Texans start 0-6, will they fire Bob and hire Father TJ as the new head coach? Or maybe Cardinal DiNardo? That's a Jack Easterby reference. Please, baby Allah, let Father TJ be listening on hold to LZ Strip Club Talk.
No. Fun. I didn't mean to turn it into Houston rankings and strip clubs. My whole thing was that in 2012, that's A, would that be in there in the Houston press now? And the answer is no. And then B, that whole thing sounded like if you're looking to become, it's not pretentious at all. And if you're looking to, who knows, you might become a regular. That felt like an ad agency. Like the Colorado went to an ad agency back in 2012, said, hey, we want to, like, can you create a commercial for us? That sounded like a commercial for it.
Drake talks about the strip club scene in Houston all the time in his music.
He has in the past, yes. Mm-hmm. Not any longer. He has in the past.
Uh-huh.
Like 14, yeah.
Lily out here looking thick.
I don't know what that means.
Hmm.
Is there some girl named Lily you're looking at?
Yeah, the AT&T girl. Did you ever see her? Lily?
The AT&T girl named Lily.
The girl in the blue shirt?
Yeah.
Yeah. So why are you talking about she's looking thick?
Because we were talking about THICC, because she is.
I don't even know what you're talking about. You got to tell people, you can't just look at your computer screen and say, ooh, Lily's out here looking thick, and everyone wants to, who's Lily? What is... Is that somebody who just sent John a direct message? Did somebody try to slide in? That's what they're going
to
think.
You have to be more clear.
You got to be more clear.
You're talking about the AT&T
actress?
Girl?
That's her. Yeah.
Who's actually, gone on social media and say, guys, could you stop talking about my body? That's the way it's insulting.
She has?
Yes. She has?
Yes, she has.
Because that picture...
Because sometimes she likes to show her body off.
Yeah, that's weird, because in that picture I'm seeing
the picture?
Yeah.
In the black negligee.
Yeah.
She doesn't want people... That's weird.
She doesn't want people looking at her body.
Well, no, it's talking. How old is that picture? I haven't seen it.
It's from a little while ago.
Before she got booked for AT&T gigs.
Yeah. Well, I think her biggest issue is, hey, guys, on social media when you when you're on my Instagram, could you not just go talk? Could you not directly talk about my boobs to my face, please? Could you not do that?
You got to turn comments off. You can't.
Yeah, Lily,
what
if you don't want
your
that,
comments on.
If you don't want that, maybe you shouldn't be wearing that. I don't know.
Well, how long? Milena, I believe, is her name.
2020, John.
Or Milana.
So, 2020, John, so PC.
Not yeah. at all.
If you don't want people saying stuff,
well,
don't wear this.
Maybe you should. Well, what do you think people are going to think?
That's well, her doing Cadillac stuff. What?
Mm-hmm.
Well, is she? I don't know if she's wearing that stuff.
That's not a
as
bouncy
you put
look.
It on her.
That's not something that says, please don't talk about my body.
Well, if she was in a, I don't know if she's on a TV show or a skit, but I imagine she's like, hey, if you, I get it, you're following me, so on and so forth, but could you not directly talk about what you want to do to my boobs, please?
I'm going
to
tell you mm-hmm. with 100% certainty that John Granato could not be, could not do a show in Los Angeles.
No chance.
What? Why not?
You could not you do could. A show in LA. Not, you would be, they give you one chance with some type of, you'd have to have like a 6-hour Zoom meeting with lots of different things that will get you right.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you do it again, you're done. They're not putting up with your, no. don't dress like that then. They're not
well,
doing
this
that.
Does not scream, please don't talk about my body.
But what is it?
It screams,
what do you
it's
mean?
Hot. I can't
what do you
see
mean?
It.
What is it? It's that.
You mean she appeared in a, like on a, in a, what is that, a TV show? I'm not sure what that is. What,
no.
What
well,
John wants
she's
her to
got
wear turtlenecks
of,
all over the place.
Yeah.
No.
Where's your mock turtle?
No, no.
Get
Lily,
your long-sleeve mock turtle.
Lily dresses let's, differently
let's
than
let's insert.
Milana.
Can you? Okay, let me ask you this question.
Milana,
can you admire and not comment?
Is that allowed?
Is that possible?
Well, I don't tweet her and say things and say ugly things about her.
Not
doing
with your
stuff
regular account, but maybe with your burner.
No,
do you have an Insta burner.
I don't have a
what
burner.
What are they called? Finstas? No,
Finsta. Yeah.
Yeah. You have
no,
a Finsta.
I see. That's why I could work in LA. I don't say offensive things to people.
let's not use names to protect the innocent. I mean, let's not unite so I can protect the innocent. John, you've dated women in the past, certainly.
Yeah.
But let's not use names. Have women you've dated when on nights out worn something, let's say, that showed a little skin?
Showed a little something, yeah.
Yeah. Do you think those women would appreciate it despite the fact of what they're wearing? Hey.
What kind of comments do you think I had gave them when they wear something up? Oh, man, you're looking like a hoe tonight. I like it.
You didn't.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I do. Oh, yes, I do. Oh, yes, I do.
Hold on.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and that's a compliment.
No,
what are you going to do?
Yes, no, it is not.
Yes, you
it is
looking
not.
Like a hoe tonight.
It's not a compliment.
Yes, it is.
No, it is not.
Oh, if you think I have not said that, you are.
I'm not questioning whether you said it.
Several times in my life.
Question the veracity of your commentary.
Yeah.
What type of girl were you saying it to?
Nice girl.
Okay. Leading the witness.
No, right.
I think you know what girls you can get away with saying that to
yeah.
and what girls you can't.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think he doesn't. I think well, he'll just say some
just
some flagrant stuff.
Yeah.
He's a habitual line stepper, Del.
Oh, yeah.
He's a habitual line
that
stepper.
That is true.
Or even to women that, hey, man, you got the guns out tonight.
Oh,
nice. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yes. And?
Oh, the arms?
You talking
yeah.
about the biceps?
Arms, guns?
That's what you're talking about? The biceps?
Breaking out the big guns tonight.
Man,
nice.
Oh, man. Yeah, you couldn't. I don't know if he could work anywhere but here. Forget about L.A.
It's really not
could
even
he work
this
anywhere
the
but
only
this
station,
station
he could work at.
Yeah. What other station could he work at?
What are you talking about?
We're
you know
just exactly
doing a nice radio show. That's all.
Let me ask you, John, you are a. You love. You like listening to sports radio.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. I've had 4 hours of this time. It's enough for me. Do you hear what you say anywhere else?
Yeah, I think Fred and AJ will say stuff like this.
Yeah, they
that
do.
Is,
yeah.
That is, well, they are part of the station.
Yes.
Do you hear that anywhere else?
Oh, on other stations?
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying you couldn't work anywhere else unless you had to change. And you're not going to do that.
Josh,
why would,
certified
why would I,
freak.
Seven days a week.
That's what you are. Certified freak. 7 days a week.
Yeah, the rest of the stuff you probably doesn't apply to you, the rest of that song, but that those particular bars do, yes.
Huh. What is the rest of the song?
Something about macaroni in a pot. It's wet.
From the top. Hang it.
Drop. Macaroni in a pot. Yeah, you don't.
Macaroni in a
pot. That doesn't apply to you. That noise that macaroni in a pot sounds like. Yeah. Sir, man, oh, man.
Skrrr. Oh, krrr.
You have found your lane. at this particular place. And you just stay in it, but don't move anywhere else. Because
I ain't trying to get in your lane.
Like if Wendy was like,
you forget. I
yeah, but you don't do that anymore.
No, but I created that lane when we first got here.
Let me tell you how it happened. When I first got hired.
I opened that road.
Yeah, I get it.
When I first got hired by NFL in, because 610, John, used to, I've got sound of us, different elements of the show from 610. I got a lot of stuff. And every once in a while you'll hear them go, okay, that's, you got to stop. That's too much. Like, you would hardly recognize that version, Dell, if you heard it. Because he even knew back then, oh, there's a line that I'm not supposed to cross. There's a line. I'm not supposed to cross this line. 610 John knew that there were certain lines he wouldn't cross, and he tried to bring the show back in, you know, back in towards stay where it was
rails.
Supposed to be.
Back on the rails.
Now, I remember when I first got hired by NFL was October of 14. And I remember when I first went to an actual event. It was East-West Shrine Game practice in January of 2015. And then it was Senior Bowl, and then it was Combine. And during that time frame, I had to learn, wait a minute, you guys can't say this? Wait a minute, it's not supposed to be like this? They said, no. Lance, this is the world we live in. You're not supposed to ever say these things. I'm like, are you sure? You can say stuff what? Like, where you going with that mouth or whatever, right?
What can you do? Say what that? What that mouth do, though?
That's something not, like that?
That's
can
not
you
even
say
the
that?
Proper
And they'd say no.
Phrasing, but yeah.
I know what I didn't know in 2015. I'd say, I've got somebody who says, where are you going with that mouth? Put your dogs out or whatever. Put your guns out. Is that, can we say that on the, can I say that to one of the people on the social sets like Molly Karam? And they say, no, you're not supposed to say anything about guns, Lance. Who told you you could do this? I said, John.
John who?
And they said, John who? I said, John Granato. And they said, I don't know who that is. I don't know. He's not your superior. Your direct report is John Marvel. There's no way John Marvel told you that you could say that.
Well, then,
and I'd say, no, it's John Granato.
And I don't want to work in that world.
And they'd
world.
Say, where does he, did he just get hired? Where does he work? I said, Houston. No. Don't do things that he says in Houston. And I'd say, can I say things about looking like a hoe? No.
And say it's
no,
a compliment.
No, you can't say that. Can That's I, not okay.
Can I look at one of my, the anchor on NFL Network and go, man, you looking like a hoe tonight, and meet it as a compliment.
And meet it as a compliment. Is that
it's a nice
something
thing.
That we no, do? And they'd say, no, I don't know where you're getting this from.
Yeah, man.
And I'd say, John.
You own it up tonight.
And they'd say, whoever this John is, don't you forget everything that the John guy has ever said.
For real, though, whenever the glorious day comes when I get away from John and go work someplace else, there's going to be some decompressing I'm going to have to do.
Like, you're going to have problems. No,
you're
going
to be bored to death.
I'm going to
be no. There won't be this.
Yeah.
Nope. No gavels.
As long as the checks.
Nothing.
As long as the checks keep cashing, I'll be fine. Yeah. There's going to have to be some decompressing. Like, whew. What can
not
I
like
say?
Not like these checks.
What?
Not oh. like these checks.
It's not decompressing. It's what is it called when you are interviewed?
Yeah. What's the word I'm looking for?
What's the word when you're interviewed?
I'm going to have to be
debriefed.
Yeah. No.
Be debriefed.
I'm going to have to be reprogrammed.
Well, yeah. All of them.
All those things.
Yeah. I'm like, man. What? I can't. What?
What?
I can't talk about.
I don't want to work here.
I can't.
Now,
no.
See, I don't want to work at the NFL.
Is there
you
any
can't
chance,
say stuff?
Is there any chance that we have a little bit of PTSD? Like, not a lot, but maybe a little bit of PTSD?
Going forward?
Yeah.
Probably. Like, if someone goes, Del, you can't talk about what a girl's mouth would do in a certain situation. Why not? I've been hearing about that for years.
Yeah, forever.
Well, change it up.
Did you ever say that to Molly? Molly's on right now.
I would never say that to
no,
to any woman.
Lance. I'm asking Lance.
Lance would never say that.
I'm super respectful of her.
I would never say that to any woman.
Oh, now that she's at ESPN, you can say it.
No,
he can't,
you
actually.
Can't. That's the thing.
It's even worse. Because you know what happens? He's already experienced this. If it ever got back to someone at ESPN that he said it, you think he wouldn't be in a conversation about it?
Hmm.
I was mad at a baseball reporter got in trouble.
I don't want to work in that world.
Clearly.
I was mad at a baseball reporter got in trouble. Just imagine the other thing.
Ooh.
If I did what you just said, there'd be no more me.
No.
Hey, you know what, though? Storm season is here. Can I say stuff about that? Yeah.
I guess so.
Storm season sucks. Suck it, storm season. A-hole storm season. Well, I tell you what, Caliber Roofing is here, too, though. And these guys are going to help. And these guys, listen, if you were worried when Laura was coming and they didn't come, thank goodness Laura didn't come here. But if you were worried about your roof, well, guess what? Get a free, honest inspection of your roof. They may tell you, call them back in 5 years. But if there's a problem, you want to address it now before the major problem comes. And that major problem is storm season. If you've got, listen, if you've got an insurance company that you're trying to deal with, I talked about the large loss attorneys, have Caliber Roofing come out. Have them out there with the insurance company, and they can actually point out where the damage was done. And if you need anything else done, gutters, painting, siding, decking, power washing, you want to power wash your roof? You can do that as well. Whatever it is, they do quality work at a fair price. So when it comes to your roof, you need to work with the guys at Caliber Roofing and Exteriors, locally owned and operated. Top quality Owens Corning roof shingles, and financing is available. You get affordable monthly payments with no prepayment penalties or home equity required. Call today for a free inspection, 713-823-9355. That's 713-823-9355, or go to 975roof.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
No, we're talking about Mr. What You Doing With That Mouth, guys. Come on, Keith, that's not true. Granato to Chad. Damn, Chad, looking like a keg tonight. I'd tap that. No. No, no, I would never say that to Chad. Or just about someone else. No, I'm looking like a keg tonight. I tap that. No, I would not say that.
I don't know why that seems so out of bounds. I mean, maybe you wouldn't say it to Chad.
Pretty good line, honestly.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I like it when like a kid says that. When I was coaching the 12-year-old baseball team, one of the players, man, the girl go, I'd tap that. I'm like, you're 12.
And that doesn't mean he doesn't know what he would do.
No, I get that. I get that. Highest paid player at their position. Highest average paid contracts ever for a 2020. How about this? Mahomes, $450 million. McCaffrey, $16 million. Hopkins, $27.25 million. Kittle, $15 million. Tunsil, $22 million. Ryan Kelly, $12.5 million. Bosa, $27 million. Ramsey, $21 million. And safety Baker, $14.75 million, the highest paid average contract.
Yeah, if you missed it, Jalen Ramsey agreed to an extension today, 5 years, $105.21 million per year for Jalen Ramsey.
This is the high. I mean, this 2020 has done this.
Money was an issue. I thought, you know how you know the pandemic and Corona and how are people going?
Money's
going to be a problem.
Oh, really?
In the NFL spending.
Really?
I thought that's what I was told.
Right. Well, do you foresee the salary cap lower going down to what did they say the lowest it could possibly go that next year, $175 million? Right? Was that it? In the new collective
Going down to
yes. There was a
I think that was
in the new collective bargaining agreement they had a
I think
ceiling.
That was it.
Yeah. Yeah. And if so, guess what, bro?
I don't know how this works. Are they going to give some type of they may have to come up with some type of a free pass for 1 year.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how else you do it.
Well, it's not a hard cap anyway, but if in fact they don't, well, I mean, we're playing. Now, there's not going to be as many fans, obviously, in the stands, so they're going to take a hit. The players, though, that's the difference, though, between baseball and football, is the players get, 49 or 51% of whatever it is of revenue, and they're going to have to go, and contracts, well, I don't know, individual contracts, are they going to be, or how's that going to work?
I don't know how it works.
I don't know how that works either.
I've been puzzled by it the whole time, how you give... You know how you're giving out contract extensions with pandemic changing the salary cap. I've been curious about this the whole time. I don't know how it works. No one's told me how it's going to work. I don't know if the league knows how it's going to work until they see what revenues end up being, until they see if people are in the stands at all this year and how many they can get in there. I don't think they know.
936 ESPN 97.5. Texans tomorrow night. Okay, we're showing the kneeling, the Cowboys kneeling before the national anthem, right? And so Bill O'Brien asked frequently about whether or not he is going to kneel.
He's already said yes. Why do people keep asking?
I don't know why they keep asking him.
Bill, a quick question. I know frequently, or I know in the past you said that you were going to kneel at the national anthem.
Are you going to kneel?
Have things changed for you now since the forest fires? Are you still going to kneel? Look, like forest I said fires. Before in the past, yes, I'm still. I'm with my players, and I understand things are changing around us at all times. But I still plan on backing them.
So the forest fires haven't changed your mind, Bill? You don't think about the people in California? You still want to kneel?
Bill, question about the forest fires in California. Is that going to have any impact on whether or not you're going to keep seven wide receivers, those six wide receivers? And also, do you plan on supporting your... and also, tell us about how John Reed has looked from Penn State. Can you give us another John Reed update? And do you support your players?
John Reed still looks pretty good. I feel like you guys are making... Maybe you took something I said and have made too big a deal about the John Reed thing. Like, you think he's going to fix our back end? He's like fifth on the depth. He's like our fifth corner right now. I get a lot of John Reed questions. I don't want to overdo this whole John Reed thing. Okay.
Hey, Bill. Considering the pandemic and you know AT Lily from ATT's recent rise to fame again because of the pandemic and the commercials, and you know she's kind of being abused on Instagram because of you know past pictures. Are you still going to support your players considering kneeling for the national anthem?
What? We said all along. I've said this. You know, like I've said all along, I'm going to support the players, whether somebody is getting bullied on Instagram or maybe not bullied, but given aggressive compliments. Whether, you know, they're talking about strip clubs in 2020 best of editions. It doesn't matter to me. Our organization is going to back our players and support our players. So, you know, I don't know how much clearer I can make it for you guys.
Hey, Bill, since the new Yellowstone series is out, this new season is out, and everything that Kevin Costner is doing and trying to watch Hassie and stuff, are you still going to back your players and Neil?
Yeah, look, I like Hassie Harrison as well. I love Westerns, and I'm not from an area where you're going to have Westerns. I mean, it feels like a Western when you're with the Southies. You know, but yeah, no, I still plan on. And look, Deshaun Watson is special. And Jack, I got to say, Jack Easterby's done an amazing job of getting these contracts done. He slid a piece of paper over, allowed players to write their number on it. He signed it. They signed it. We got it notarized. Jack's done an amazing job. And I'm going to support my players, whether it's through kneeling or through, you know, their contracts. I'm very supportive, regardless of season 3 of Yellowstone, regardless of if it's hard to see seasons 1 and 2 without actually having to pay for it.
That's great, Bill. did you just hear that, you know, considering that Chief Keef's baby mama Slim Danger said Odell Beckham likes to get pooped on, and you know he's a huge, huge kneeler, are you still going to be supporting your players, considering kneeling?
I don't know about all that. I don't know about Chief Keef. I don't know about Slim Danger, and I definitely don't know about the third thing that you mentioned. I just know that for our players, for what we do, me and Jack, what we do, and Cal, also the other one, we're aligned, and we're going to continue to support our players regardless of fetishes, and that's not on our team. You know, we got rid of that stuff, so you know, we feel like we are we're focused, and we're on to Kansas City right now. We're not talking about thoughts. We're not talking about, you know, other players, other teams' players. We're not doing that here. We're supporting our players and what they do. Will I support Odell Beckham Jr.'s right to kneel? Absolutely. Will I support his right for the other thing? I'm not commenting on that right now. We got a game this week.
Thank you, Bill.
One more question. Last question. You know
who would have got fired
from Titus Howard?
You know who got fired? The PR person who didn't go. All right, final question.
Final question. Yeah. What's the final question? What do you see from Deshaun? Okay, yeah. Here's the question. What have you seen from Deshaun Watson that's shown so much growth? You know, how has he grown the most? We've seen that. What do you think about the relationship from Deshaun Watson and Tim Kelly? Heard that one 1,000 mm-hmm. times.
No,
Deshaun's growth is a very yeah. frequent.
What about Justin Reed's leadership?
Oh, that one's out there a lot. Can you speak for a second about what Zach Cunningham brings to the table?
Yeah. Yeah.
Does it mean a lot to you that J.J. Watt is healthy this year? Talk about J.J. Watt's health and how good he can be.
What is Jacob Martin really brought to the table since he got here last year? Oh my God. Jacob Martin is the player of the preseason player of the year.
What does David Johnson bring to, in light of the forest fires, what does David Johnson bring to this team?
In light of the, Yeah.
I got fooled a little bit by a fake Smokey the Bear tweet. There's a verified account, but this is photoshopped, where it said, "Hey, dumbass, how about texting your friends next time for gender reveal rather than burning down a whole, state?" And I'm like, damn, Smokey said that? It's got blue check and everything. And I'm checking, and then I get to Smokey the Bear's actual account, and I realize, come on, Lance, this is like a kid's, "My friends who live in the forest depend on you. Unfortunately, people can be careless with fire and ruin their home. Please visit SmokeyBear.com to find out how you can prevent forest fires." The first thing it is stop doing stupid gender reveal. Just tell people. What? Go back to cigars.
I would pay a reporter to do,
"Hey, Bill, considering the pandemic and, social justice and everything that's going on in this country and also the forest fires, what do you think of the new live-action Mulan?"
Speaking of new action,
hit him with something different.
Mulan, have you seen this? The newest story?
No.
On the other side, right here on ESPN.
What? There's a bad one?
Mickey ain't going like this one.
You watch yourself, John.
943 ESPN 97.5.
Men's T Clinic, a chance for you to finally get in, get back to being the real you, to get back to being that guy whose workouts made a difference. If you've seen a decline in lean muscle mass, you know what? I'm going to speak very specifically to one area. If you work out, if your eating habits have not changed, and yet even though you followed the same regimen and you're starting to see differences in your body that are not good, you're starting to see a gain in, a gain of weight or more, maybe your weight stayed relatively the same, but your pants don't fit the same and your shirt doesn't fit the same. That could be a decline in testosterone, because what happens is testosterone processes the belly flab into lean muscle mass and vice versa. When you don't have it, you start to see a decline of lean muscle mass. Obviously, it can have a huge impact on your energy level, which can have an impact on how you work out, how you recover. Listen, these things can be checked out by checking your testosterone level with Men's T Clinic. The test takes just minutes. You'll get results in minutes, and then you could potentially get back on the road to being the real you. If testosterone is the culprit, they can fix you. They can get a customized program that's right for you, and you can see those gains again. Get those gains back in your life. You don't have to text anything, rather. Just go to one of the Men's T Clinic locations, menstclinic.com. 5 locations around the Houston area, menstclinic.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Stretch my hands to you. Life like this is what your life like. Try to live your life right.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yeah. Disney thanked the Chinese. Get this. Disney filmed in China, right? They disclosed this past weekend that they filmed part of the movie in China's Xinjiang region, where Uyghur Muslims are held in concentration camps and women are subject to forced sterilizations or abortions.
Daryl Morey tried to tell y'all? Why y'all hating on Daryl Morey trying to tell y'all?
In the credits, Disney thanked the Chinese Communist Party's propaganda commission in Xinjiang, which was accused by Human Rights Project of disseminating disinformation and whitewashing human rights abuses in the region. Also thanked was Xinjiang Public Security Bureau, which in July was sanctioned by the U.S. Treasury for human rights abuses. Yikes. That's not good. Yeah, and here's the screenshot of the thing. Special thanks. Supervised by China Film Company Production Corporation. And thanking Xinjiang. Yikes. Anyway, so, yeah. When you read about Disney threatening to pull their business out of the state of Georgia over concerns about abortion laws, but directly thanking operators of what might be the largest scale of human rights violations since Nazi Germany, there's just a touch of hypocrisy. But that's such a huge market. It's difficult because it's such a huge market. The NBA's finding it. I mean, you get rid of over a billion people.
Let me ask you something,
Tom. Oh, no.
Georgia or China? Georgia or China? What do you think Disney's going to decide? Sounds like leftist propaganda to me.
Yeah, isn't Georgia a region of Russia? Isn't that a communist state?
Well, we like that, Georgia. Not the one here, though. We'll take China over Georgia every time.
Yeah, just it does seem a little... It's
what
tough.
Are you saying, John?
What
were you about to say, John?
I was about to say what a difficult decision it is.
That's right. Very difficult. Heavy is the head that wears the crown.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. 713, are you buying the Odell Beckham story?
I don't really care, but I hope it's true. Which I just hope it is.
Lance, are you buying it?
Yeah.
Are you?
I don't care, but yeah. I don't think that's... Oh, this doesn't seem something like the guy... Why would Odell do this? You're acting like he's some guy that would wear a $250,000 watch on his wrist in a football game. Come on, he's not crazy like that. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He will wear a watch for thousands and thousands of dollars on his wrist during a game. Like he's... Reggie Roby on the ultimate flex. No. Yeah, of course. Of course that guy would do something like that. You mean the guy that was shown allegedly doing coke in a video back in the day? Remember that one, Dell, like 3 years ago? 4 years ago? The Snapchat video that some girl had? You mean the guy that would roll out and get a playoff boat? Get a boat right before they're about to play a playoff game? Just take off to Miami?
Well, but getting pooped on is a different deal.
I'm just saying he's that guy. Okay, let me ask you.
Well,
is it the favorite, yes or no?
Yes, because why would she make that up?
Then why are you asking that question?
Well, no. But let's not forget that thought is also, you know, she's trying to get a bunch of hits on her podcast, okay? So, you know, out in, I don't know, maybe she knows Odell, maybe they've done stuff, or maybe, I don't know. But there's a possibility it didn't happen, that she's making it up. We got to ask Odell. Can we get...
No one's asking Odell.
Can you get to the lock? Can you see if Odell will come on the show? Can you call and see if he'll come on the show and we'll ask him?
I don't care.
Seems like a likely booking. Hey, could you answer this question for us? It's really all we want to talk
about.
I
need you to go through my... You need to go through...
Maybe you can just answer it.
The media relations director. Hi, we're looking to get Odell Beckham on in Houston?
Cleveland Browns? We'd like to interview Odell.
What about?
Oh, well, you know, the second year with the Browns and his connection with Baker.
It's the poop story, isn't it?
Yes.
Don't you just want to talk about poop?
No, we're not talking about this.
We're not doing that.
Can't we just talk about poop, please? That's all we want. That's all we want is to talk about the poop. All right.
No, we don't. Why are you weeing us?
Actually, we don't want to talk about it.
Why are you weeing us? We don't want to. This is why you can't work in L.A.
Yeah.
Although, maybe actually...
Oh, you don't think this story has been on L.A. radio?
Actually, this one might.
Yeah.
The Travis Rogers show, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, definitely Travis is talking about it.
Travis doesn't even want to talk about the beginning of the season. Like, oh, football starting.
Yeah, right.
Oh, real sports story to discuss? I don't want to do that. More poop.
Do I have to watch the game? Travis is like, do I have to, really?
No.
I don't want to watch a game. Which cornerback would you pick to build your defense around? Jalen or Tre'Davious?
Tre'Davious.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like I know what I get from Tre'Davious White. Really solid cover guy. Yeah, I'd say Tre'Davious White. I like alphas in the locker room, but I want to make sure that they're all on board with one message and, you know, for the organization. I don't always get that feel. So I would say Tre'Davious White.
Yeah.
I like Tre'Davious. He does a great job.
Who covers better?
What's the most frankly, I think Tre'Davious White.
Yeah.
I think Jalen is more talented to take the ball away. But Tre'Davious White, from a pure cover standpoint, I thought he was brilliant in college. When I watched him, he's just smaller. But when it comes to mirror and matching, which is the ability to match a route from a back pedal, dude, I don't know that I've seen anyone better than him. He was phenomenal at LSU at doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes instincts. That takes foot agility. That takes athleticism. It's not easy to do, and yet he can do it. And so I would, and he's continued to do it.
Well, I wonder why that's the two choices that he made as opposed to, where's Gilmore in that? Maybe because he's a little older.
Well, because highest paid, probably. Is Gilmore the highest paid corner? Tre'Davious.
No.
Tre'Davious is now,
Jalen,
right?
Jalen just beat him today.
Oh, today. Okay. Yeah. That's why.
Yeah.
1-2.
Yeah. Because of highest paid?
Yeah. I think it's because of the paydays. Because Tre'Davious was. Well, they're saying if you're going to pay the most for a guy. Okay, out of those three, the guy that had the best year last year, it went in this order. Gilmore, White, Jalen.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I agree with that.
In any given year, I think it could be any of them.
Pat Forty just tweeted out, can confirm reports that the ACC basketball coaches are proposing an all-in NCAA tournament. Just working on the bracket, said a source. A 350-team bracket?
Huh. So they're going to have a regular season, too?
I think that they're...
Lieu of a season?
I don't know. Maybe. They're having a bubble season.
I think, at least from what I read, it was set up with the tournament would start, as opposed to when it normally does, it would start championship week, where you would play that weekend, and then by the second weekend, you're already down, and you're like your 68 and 64 teams. At least that's what I've seen, the kind of the skeleton model of it. I think we'll have some sort of a season, but because it appears that no one's going to be on the same plane, like because some teams may not have out-of-conference games, some teams might, I think their workaround is just put everyone who's Division I in, and we'll start from there. And I guess you'll seed 1 to 350, I guess.
I don't know. Plan would turn conference championship week into the opening round of the Big Dance. From there, the field is reduced to 64 to 68 by the following week. Right.
Yeah.
But you're bubbling all those teams?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how they would do it. I guess they hope by, what would it be, March, that there's a better way to do it than bubbling. Maybe the country isn't in a spot where you need to do that, considering you can.
I've heard of conferences bubbling. I could see that with 10, 12 schools, yeah. 12, 14 schools, whatever the case may
maybe
be.
Maybe that's how you get
but
your conference.
But bubbling game. The entire country?
I don't imagine they would, because if you're trying to start your season in November, maybe you bubble then, or it's almost, we're not that far away. You bubble your conference games, and then once you get to the tournament aspect of it, because no one has been able to really play out of conference if it's set up that way, you just throw everyone in there, and hopefully in March, we don't have to do that, would be the hope, I guess. And then you just play. You play in certain parts of the country.
Yeah, but aren't they? They're talking about starting it up relatively soon.
Yeah, if basketball would normally be ready to go late October.
Right. Right.
So if you're
you're bubbling them over Christmas, and they won't be able to go home, or
yeah, I haven't really seen any plans for how they're going to do it. I just know that with the teams that are playing fall sports now, basketball is considered a winter sport. That like the ACC, I haven't heard anything about them bubbling the regular season. I've seen some reports about not playing out of conference, but even like there's a tournament that Miami's involved in that was supposed to be like in the Caribbean. It's being moved to like South Carolina or something. So they're making adjustments so you don't have to send kids out of the country. But I haven't seen anything about bubbling an entire conference yet.
But I think it's a reasonable discussion.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's feasible. I think. Because you still have school and you have class. I mean, the better idea is making it regional, maybe making multiple bubbles for an entire conference. But even then, how about you just handle your business? If football can do it, why can't basketball? But we don't know if football can do it yet. But if football can get through it, why couldn't basketball do it the same way?
Especially with fewer players? Absolutely, they could.
Fewer players also means you're done.
Look at this.
If it runs through a team.
Now, Odell Beckham's going to be the subject of every. Some really shippy weather outside today, only it's not shippy. It's some really shippy weather outside today, and then this dude just running to get outside as fast as he possibly can.
Mm-mm.
Because it's shippy weather
That's
out there.
That's ugly.
That is ugly. It doesn't look we like don't shippy know if that weather. Man it did looks that. Like it's sunny out. It looks
we
like
don't know
sunny.
If that man did that.
No.
In fact, in this instance, the woman couldn't even quote-unquote perform, so right. He didn't even get it.
So he didn't get it, but he asked for it.
He asked for it. Yeah, the Cayman Island Classic was scheduled to be, obviously, in the Cayman Islands. It's being moved to Florida. So tournaments are probably not going to be like when Kentucky and Kansas go down for that Atlantis Classic, whatever it's called, like in the Bahamas. I don't know if we'll see those tournaments this year out of the country. But no reports about conferences bubbling as of yet. So we'll see. But you would think you'd be able to wait if football teams can travel. Now there's more travel there's in basketball, probably twice a week. Why couldn't the basketball teams travel to certain locations? If the University of Alabama Birmingham is going to be in Miami for a game tomorrow, why couldn't they go? Why couldn't they do their fly for their conference schedule? If you're sending the football team plus staff, however many people,
yeah,
why couldn't you just do that for basketball?
I don't know. No, and with so fewer people.
Yeah, it's less of a burden.
Yep. I'll bet. You know what, Lance? Beat it.
Ooh.
What?
Bye, Lance.
Bye, Lance.
You didn't have the music, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Well, sure. You know how quick it is, how quick I am pulling up music? It's not that hard. In fact, would you like to hear Michael Jackson's there, did you?
You've delayed so long, you've lost. It didn't do anything this
it's
time.
It's right here.
Kind of lost it a little bit.
And it's right here.
Yeah, it did. Tell the truth.
You need to play about 57. You need to start playing it underneath.
Well, I didn't know you're going to throw him out of here.
Beat it.
John's dancing for people who can't see, who aren't looking at the stream or the Twitch. Excuse me. Lance, why are you still here?
Why are you still here, Lance?
Because I just love listening to this Michael Jackson song.
Beat it.
So John can do his my bookie.
Well, here's the deal. I bet mybookie.ag promo code radio is going to have the lines up for all the games. How about we've got the Astros playing tomorrow? We got the Rockets playing tomorrow. We got the Texans playing tomorrow. All on the same day. You want to bet on every single one of them? Go get it, people. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag promo code radio. And you, my friends, you win, you get paid. That's the key in having a bookie. You want a bookie that will pay you. And that's what mybookie.ag promo code radio does. You're looking for the best way to play and win and get paid. Now, you deposit $1,000, they match it. So you got $2,000 to play with. You deposit $10,000, they'll put $20,000 in your account. You deposit $100, they'll put $200. Whatever it is that you want to deposit, mybookie.ag, promo code radio is here for you, and they will pay when you win. You got all the bets that you want to make. The football season is here. Sign up, mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks. Order now at boomernaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off.